Gizodis. Right. In Naam Yeros, the Gemara says, the case would be Lishudu Dedaina. In the case where the psak of Bezn is, it's a Sofik. There's such a psak in Bezn, Bezn does not know who the money belongs to. There's Yerusha here, we do not know which son deserves the Yerusha. We have no proof one over the other. So instead of saying Yachleku, sometimes there's a psak of Shudu Dedaina, which means it's up to totally the Dayanim. Whichever one the Dayan wants to choose to give it to, he has a right to choose. So in such a case, Rabbi Yosef wants to tell Rav Nachman that if it's going to come out that this psak will be a psak of Shudu Dedaina, so you should know he is a big Talmid Chacham, and since it's up to you to do whichever way you want to, you can give it to the Talmid Chacham, which would mean one or two things. It could mean that since he's a Talmid Chacham, most probably he's telling the truth. And therefore in Svara, it would be right to say he's the right one, not the other one. But when it's a Shudu Dedaina, then Bezn has their own right in certain cases. Therefore, if he's a Talmid Chacham, he has the right to give it to him. Oh, there are special cases where Bezn has no proof one way or the other way. So that's the new psak, Shudu Dedaina. Whichever way Bezn wants to choose, they have a right to. They can flip a coin if they want to. Right. Omarula. Omarula, Ula says like this. Machlekis, that's what we had before. Tanakama says, V'yom b'shnei anoshim means the baladinim has to stand. And if you just said no, they could sit. So the machlokes is only by the baladinim. That Rabbi Yehuda says if the Bezdin wants to sit them down, they can sit them down. I will be Edim. But when Edim come to Bezdin, the rihakob yamida. Everybody holds Edim have to stand. The pasuk says the omdu shnei hanoshim. So even though before we said it also implies to baladinim, but the ikar pasuk is talking about Edim, and it says the omdu. So for sure, when Edim say the raiders in Bezdin, they have to stand. Omer Rafuna. Machlokes b'shas masumatin. Where is the machlokes before? Again, by the balad vorm, when they come to say the complaints to Bezdin, that's the machlokes. Tanakhama says they have to stand, and if Yudis says no, they could both sit down. The machlokes is only b'shas the masumatin when they're arguing back and forth in front of Bezdin. Exactly what happened? Who is right? Avo b'shas gemar din. But afterwards, when Bezdin comes to the final verdict. They come to the Gemar Din. Now, Divri Hakol, Dayan, Yeshiva, everybody holds. At the time when Bezdin tells over, you're Chayiv, you're Potter, it has to be that the Dinim, the Baledin, the Dayanim are sitting down. Or Baledinim Be'amida. And the two people that are receiving the Psak of Bezdin, they have to be standing. Why? There's a passage by Moshe that says, Vayeshev Moshe Lishvait. Moshe sat down, he was the Dayan, as Vayamid Om. It says clearly the the nation, they stood up. Mashpul the Balidvorim, they have to stand. See, even though before Rabbi Yehuda says, if Bezdin wants so they could sit them down, but that's only Bishas Masumatan, when they're saying over their complaints. But once Bezdin is about to give its psak, its verdict, the end, then for sure, it has to be a dismative of Vayeshev Moshe and Vayamid Om. Lishnach with another pshat like this. Machloikis b'shas masamat. It's the same halacha, just a different reason. That where is there machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Bezdin could sit them down, that's only b'shas the saying over their complaints, when they're arguing back and forth. Abba b'shas k'mar din. But afterwards, when Bezdin comes to his psak, Bezdin knows what to tell them, then Divri Hakl, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, that Dayonim b'yeshiva, the way it should be is Bezdin should be sitting down. And the two people that are going to receive the psak, who's chayiv, who's potter, they have to be standing. Why? What's the proof? So this lashon is the edim. Because when edim say the raiders in Bezdin, gemar din dami, that's considered like a gemar din. Whereas edim also, first Bezdin hears what they say, and the derish v'chayke them, they take one at a time, one separately, they argue with them back and forth. And then finally when they're saying the complete edis, when we hear that they're telling the truth, that's like a Gemar Din. That's the final thing the Edim do. There's nothing after for the Edim itself. So just like by the Gemar Din of the Edim, when the Edim are saying over their final Edus, they have to be standing. So anything, any Gemar Din, any end of Psak of Bezdin has to also be standing. So therefore, when Bezdin is about to tell the Baladinim what the verdict is, they both have to be standing. It says Uksibu, the Yom Dushne Anoshim. It says by Edim, the Yom Dushne Anoshim. So just like the Gemar Din, like of Edis, has to be standing, the same thing, the Psak of the Baladinim has to be given when they are both standing. Now the Gemara says, Deveisu de Rafuna. Rafuna's wife, and Rashi says, Mishemes Rafuna. The case he was, Rafuna already died, and she was his wife, so that's called an Eshes Chavar, which you have to give her respect, you have to give her kavod, just like you give the husband, the Talmud Chacham, kavod, he's supposed to give his wife kavod, even after he was mace. So, Hevi Lodina came with Rav Nachman. She had a din Torah, she had to come in front of Rav Nachman. Could be also this, Rashi knew that he was mace already, because otherwise, why would she come, let her husband come for her? So, Bistam was a psak din about husband's nechosim, so she came, to Rav Nachman. Omer Rav Nachman said now, Hechi Nevid, what should I do? In other words, Rav Nachman really has to give a cover. He's supposed to stand up for her. So it's like this. I eko mikamo, if I'm going to stand up in front of her, misasmon tainus tain the baldina, I'll close up the complaint of the other person. Like it's not called tzedek. The other one will see that I'm giving her respect, so I'll close up the mouth. The other one won't complain so well. I am not allowed to do that. Lo yekim, the other way is I should not stand up for her. If so, the wife of a chover is like a chover. So just like I have to give Rav Huna respect when he was alive, I have to give his wife respect also. So what should I do now? I'm the dayan, and yes, she's coming in front of me. How can I stand up? So what he did, like they told his servant, like this: say the yefor chalai baravzam, make a duck fly towards me, v'shod the olavayu, and make sure he flies right on top of my head. And therefore, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to like get up to move the duck away. So if so, v'yekum, and I'll get up. So in this way, I'll be doing both. Now, Tosfos explains, she'll understand, she's a chaver, she'll understand that he did this for her sake, to give her respect, he's standing up for her. But the other baldin, he will not understand this. He'll think he stood up, the dying stood up, because he wanted to get away from the bird. So that was his eitzah, to stand up in a way that the other person would not feel it. Halacha is brought down, the dayan is allowed to stand up for Talmud Chacham. That's not called Misasmon Tainasei. That the other Baldorim know that this person is a Talmud Chacham, there's a mitzvah to stand up, you let her stand up. They say the mice here was because she was only an Eshes Chavar, and he already died, Rav Huna. So the covet you have to give a Chavar, Eshes Chavar is not that great. It's not as great as a Talmud Chacham itself. So therefore here, he was not allowed to do it. But to regular Talmud Chacham, Halacha, you let her stand up for him. Now, Omele Mishir, I've Omamar. The question is, we said before, Machlokes Bishas Masomatin, that Bishas, they have the arguments, then they both could sit down. Abba Bishas Gemar Din, but the Gemar Din, everybody agrees that Yonim be Yeshiva, or Baladinim be Amida. The question is, how is he going to act here? How is it going to be that he's going to be sitting down and she's going to be standing when you have a Talmud Chacham standing? How is that? That's not covered. How could you have it that the Dayan has to be sitting and the Talmud Chacham has to be standing? How could you give them covered over there? So Gemara says, true, the Yosef command the Shar Misani. When the Dayan sits down, he does not have to sit down completely. He's not allowed to stand up, but it could be halfway, half up, half down. He's like bending over when you tie your shoes. You're not sitting, you're not standing, he's bending over. That's the way the dayan should be when he's giving a psak to a Talmud Chacham. He should not be sitting down completely, because the Baal Din have to be standing. So he has to be halfway. The Yomar, at that time he says, when he's halfway up, halfway down, Ish Ploini Yata Zakai, Ish Ploini Yata Chayiv, Yopoto Yachayiv, that's the way he gives the psak din. Omar Rabba Barafuna, Haitzum Mirabonin via Moritz, Diis Ludina Badia Dodi, if two of them come to the Din Torah, a Talmud Moritz and a Talmud Chacham. So, Moisvinu Le Letzumer Mirabonin, Uli Amoritz Nami, Amorin Le Tiv. True, we could tell the Talmud Chacham, come and sit down, but if so, we have to tell the Amoritz right away also. You also could sit down. Just Vikoi Leslan Vor, if he himself feels funny sitting down with the Talmud Chacham, he has the right to stand up. But Lechatchila Bezna has to tell both of them, they have the right to sit down, otherwise you're closing his tainus. Rav Bar Shavu Hevel Edina came to Rav Papa. He once had a din Torah in front of Rav Papa. Oisvei, he let him sit down. For Yosef Nami LeBaldinoi, and as Baldin, the other person, the complainer, also we let sit down the way he's supposed to. What happened was also Shlicha the Beidina, the messenger there in Bezdin, the clerk of the court came, and the Botashvei, he kicked the guy. Like, I have to say, what are you doing sitting down here? The Talmud Chacham is okay, you can sit down, but you're an Amoritz, what are you sitting down for? He kicked him. V'yokim liyamos, and he made him stand up. And v'loyomalei Rapopo, Tiv, Rapopo did not say back to the Amorites, sit down. Rapopo let this happen. So the question is why? Heichid over Hoch Yaakov, Rapopo let this happen. V'omisasman, Tainus say, you're closing up his Tainus. He's not going to be able to have good complaints. He's going to feel bad now that the other one you give respect to me not. See me, I'm secondary, so I'm not going to argue. The Mori answers, I'm a Rapapa, may Marama. Rapapa says like this, listen, the Amorites will say to himself like this, Iyuhu Oiswan, listen, me the Dayan, I told him to sit down. So he's not going to close his time, he's not going to feel bad. He knows the Dayan likes him. The Dayan told him, Rapapa told him, you can sit down. What happened? He had the clerk told him to get up. So Shlichuhu, the Loimafis Minoi, obviously he'll feel, I didn't act nice to the clerk. Maybe I didn't give him the $5 tip. I didn't do something nice to the clerk. So the clerk got angry at me. The clerk is kicking me, but not the Dayan. Therefore, it's okay. As long as the Dayan first told him he could sit down, even when the later the clerk comes over and says, get up, that's okay. V'yomar Rabba Bar Rafuna. Hai Tzuma Merabonin. If it's young Talmud Chacham. V'yamoritz and Namoritz. T'yisle Din Abad Yadodi. They both have a Din Torah together. One is complaining against the other one. The locker is, we should not let the Talmud Chacham come first into the Dayan and say his complaint. It looks like you're coming first to say your complaint, say your tainis, before the other Baldin is there. And that's also, one Baldover cannot say his complaint before the other one comes. But, why does it say Dafka Beina? But in this case, if the Talmud here and the Dayan does not have a shear, a time to learn together, let's say they have a shear, they have a time, like at 2 o'clock, they have a seder to learn together. And they made this Din Torah at 1:45. So now the Talmud Chacham came, and he wants to get over with the case, because he has a seder to learn with the Dayan, and the other person did not come. In such a case, let's learn bo. Then the Talmud Chacham is allowed right now to say over his complaint, and even though the other Baal Din is not here yet. Why? Maimaroma, because the other person would say, the Idna Torah, listen, they have a Shia together, so they have to be finished. That's why the Dayan listened to the other one first. But not because he's showing favoritism, like he's listened to him more than me. So if there's a reason why the Dayan listened to one over the other, that's okay. The Yom Rabba Bar Rahuna, Haid Suma Rabban, if you have a young Talmud Chacham, the Yoda Besaduso, he knows Edus. Like he knows his friend is being accused of stealing, and he knows that he didn't steal. But this is a godlador, and the Bezdin is made out of young people. So it's not respect for him, the older person, to go to Dayanim that are younger and less than him. So Lachar is, doesn't have to go. We always say, covered a Rav is Adif. Covered a breeze is odd. Just like we'll soon see by an Aveda we have. If you find an Aveda in the street, and it's Eni Lufi Kvoidoi, you're a Zokun Veni Lufi Kvoidoi, the Torah gives you Heta by money matters not to do it. Covered a breeze come before money. Yeah. So he said, same thing as the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Still the post says, he's right, it's the same thing as a Shavas Aveda. We'll soon see. Amar Rosh Hashanah Brei Brei Ravidi. So Omar Sheshi Bredi Ravidi Afanamatin, I also bring you proof like this. We also learned Motza Sak, if you find a sack outside in the street, Aikupa, you find a big basket there. Vyendakulito, it's not respectfully for you to walk through the streets holding a sack or holding this big bundle, is a razalito. Even though there's a mitzvah Sashavas Aveda, the Pasuk says this Alamto, that we dashin pomim shata misalim. Sometimes you're allowed to hold back and not do the mitzvah, mishum covered abrius. So you see, your covered sometimes gives you a right not to do a mitzvah. But the Mara says clearly, harezalayito. The Mara says clearly, hani mili wemuz, it said double mamaina. Only if the din tairah is a shaila about money manners, whether the person is high as money, whether he's potter for money, in such a case, if it's ein l'fi kvoidoi, you do not have to go. You can get away with this mitzvah to say this. You can say it's not l'fi kvoidoi. Avu b'yisura.
Well, let's say it's a Sharla Badinisa. Let's say the Din Torah is whether the person's Chayiv Misa, whether he's Boil Nisha, whether he's Surim, then the Klal is Ein Chochma V'Ein Tzvun V'Ein Eitzel Neger Hashem. That Kol Mokim Sheyesh B'Chil Hashem Ein Chochum Kavod Arav. Anytime there's a Chil Hashem means there's a mitzvah for you to do, you have to run to do this mitzvah, you do not worry about your respect. Only where it's money matters, then we learn now from the Pasuk V'Salamta. By Hashava Saved, the Torah teaches us, there is some money matter. Even though Hashavas Aveda is also an Issa. Like if you do not return back the Aveda, you're over in Issa Torah. But the Issa has to do with money. Starts out with money. The Torah wants this money to be returned back to the owner. So there is a Sfaras HaTorah. If it's not Lafik Faidai, you have a head not to do the mitzvah. But where the Issa is totally Isurim, nothing to do with money matters, there is more Chumrah. Rashi says, "Kugayin Isha Habolus Mechachem La'atiru L'Nosei." A lady has a shayla if a husband died or not. She wants to have Heta to remarry. And you know Edis that the husband really died. Or you know Edis that the husband is alive. So there you have a chiyuv to go to Bezdin to stop the Issa. Now this Bezdin is about to be Matah to remarry. And you know the husband is still alive, even though it's not Lafik Foydai. But since it's Issa, there you have no Heta, you have to run and say Edis. Right. Rav Yemer had the Yodale Sadusa Lamazutra. Rav Yemer knew Edis. For Mazutra, also the came of the Amemer, so he came in front of Amemer. He was a dayan. I svinu lekula. He asked them all sit down. Omle Rav Ashi Amemer, I have Amu Ulule said, Machlekes abaladinim. I will be edim divriyakov yamida. The chur by edim, you have to stand up. And yet they came b'teres edus. So how come you let them sit down? Omle, listen. Hi, yes, they true. The pasuk says v'omdu shnei anoshim. That's the mitzvah says they should be standing. Va'yesei. But there's an essay to give kavod haTorah. There are big Talmud Chochem. Have an essay to let him sit down. The essay, the kavod haTorah Adif. He held that the essay to give respect to Talmud Chochem, to let him sit down, that was Adif. The Rashi says, "Hi, essay is a Shem Alkech Tiro, the Rabbis Talmud Chochem." Therefore, let them sit down. Tana Rabbanim, minayin ledayin shloyasa sinigrun ledvarav. A dayin chenat shroyin sinigrun. Rashi says, if a dayan says something, and he himself knows that he's not 100% for sure, he said something, he's not 100%. So usually what you do is you try and talk it into yourself that you're right. You try and bring proofs and action until you come out that you're right, even though maybe you're wrong. That you should not do. You should not bring proofs to what you're saying. Shlayasa senigrun l'dvarav. Like, do not be a lawyer for yourself. But rather, if you have a doubt whether you're right or wrong, wait, try and find out the truth. Talmud the pasuk says, "Midvash sheker tirchot." Stay away from sheker. If you're not 100% true, you're right. Do not be your own lawyer. Uminayin, how do I know ledayin shlo yeshiv talmud bur lefonav? He should not have an advisor. Should not be a bur, an empty-headed person, because then he'll lead you the wrong way. Talmud loymim, midvash sheker tirchot. Stay away from sheker, because your advisor should be a talmud chacham, a chacham, not a bur, not an empty-headed. Uminayin, how do I know ledayin shiyadei bechaveri shugazlin? The dayan that knows that his friend is a gazlin, v'chein eid shiadeya b'chaveri shu gazlin, an eid also knows that his friend is a gazlin. Minayin, how do I know shlo yitzdarf imoy? You should not use him to be a dayan, to be an eid. Like you're a kosher eid, and you know the second eid is going to be a gazlin. How do I know you should not say eidus with him? Talmud, the pasuk says b'dvar sheker tirchot. Stay away from sheker, even though you know the truth really happened, but you're an eid echot. To go with him to make to aid him that sheker, the other one's possibly aidus. Do not do this. Minan, how do I know? Ledayin shiadeya bedin shumruma. The dayin himself knows that something's fishy here. Rashi says, shalomim mitach divri aidim shenedusin emes. The dayin sees that really the aidim are false. So how do I know? Shloyayma, the dayin should not say, listen. He should not say, hoyu v'aidim idim. I have to aid him here. That's saying Reuben is chayiv $1,000. So achartenu. I'll pass in the way the two Edim say, because I hear it from Edim.